as to how a baby born so many years ago should mean something to me. And what does it have to do with our show?
All right, everyone. Time to start rehearsal. Has everyone memorized their lines?
I know mine, Miss Oliver.
Yes, Jasper.
And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying,
"Really, Jasper, are you just trying to scare us?"
Well, at least now you know how the shepherds felt.
Really? Shepherds? What shepherds? I thought you said it was a baby.
Hold tight, Maddie. We'll get to the part about the shepherds.
Really? And Mary and Joseph's amazing journey?
And what about the wise men? I mean, can you really tell the story without talking about the wise men?
Of course, Gavin. But most importantly, the joy of the world, the really, really good news of...
candy canes. I think someone's had a few too many candy canes already.
What? I'm just getting ready for the really, really, really good news.
Okay, everyone, let's get started. Rehearsal. Mary and Joseph? Wise man? Oh, hi, Carly. I'll be with you in just a moment.
But Miss Oliver, it's really important.
Is it really?
Really, really.
Okay, Carly, what is it?
I love you.
Oh, and I love you too. Now go get back in your place. Are you ready for our next number? Go tell the story.
Yes, Miss Oliver.
Oh, I love the story of how Santa and Rudolph saved Christmas. Really? I don't think Joseph's and Mary's donkey had a glowing red nose to guide them to Bethlehem.
Actually, Jasper, she's talking about the Christmas story. You mean the one with the baby, the wise men, and the candy canes?
Yes, minus the candy canes, of course. Before baby Jesus was born, and even before Mary and Joseph took their journey to Bethlehem, God had the story all planned out from the very beginning of time.
Were one day be heard in him.
Spirit to come join us.
I love you, Miss Oliver.
Thank you, Emily. You really got to go back to your place now.
Oh, really?
Really, really.
So let me get this straight. Mary gave both to baby Jesus, and that's it?
That's it? That's it? A band of angels burst out in the sky and scared the shepherds half to death. And the most important person in the history of the world was born? That's it? No big deal.
Hey, Gavin, remember there was a time not too long ago when someone had to tell you the story, too.
That's right, and yes, Mary, there's a lot more to this story. God did send the angels, but the shepherds were scared to know that something really wonderful had happened that night.
In Luke 4:11, it says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
Thank you.
Miss Oliver, Miss Oliver.
Yes, Connor, I know. You really love me, and I really love you, too.
But, Miss Oliver, I really want to sing my song now.
Oh, well, you'll have to wait just a moment.
Miss Oliver?
Yes, Connor?
I love you.
So when do we get to this story my brother was telling me about how the three wise guys packed their backpacks with juice boxes, burgers, and fries, and got on their camels, you know, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, to follow a really big star?
You mean a really big star like Elvis or Bon Jovi?
You're thinking of Christopher Columbus, and they didn't have burgers and fries back then. The wise men took protein bars and 6-hour energy drinks.
Not exactly. The wise men followed a really big star that led them to Jesus.
And Jasper, remind me to talk to your older brother. Teaching each other about the really good news of Jesus being sent by God to save the world.
It's really amazing to think that God would send his only son for me.
He really did, not only for you, but for everyone that believes in him.
Really? Even Gavin? Oh, you're so funny.
Yes, everyone. Now that you understand the story of Christmas, let's spread the really, really, really good news to the rest of the world.
Yes, Miss Oliver.
Really, I can't hear you.
We love you, Miss Oliver.
Amen. Wasn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. Wasn't that great? These children did a wonderful job. I want to thank them and the adults. These ladies down here did a fantastic job. How they keep all their attention, I'll never know. But they did a fantastic job. The gospel message has been presented. The name of Jesus has been honored and glorified. Amen. And the kids come through, and I told Boyd, I said, Boyd, you made my day to see that purple and gold in the Lord's house this morning. But I tell you, these kids have been doing this a long time, okay? They didn't just start practicing last week. They've been doing this a long time, and I'm thankful for their dedication. I want us to open the Bible this morning to Galatians chapter 4. I'm not going to keep you very long, but I do want to share the Word of God. When we come to this place, it's all about Jesus, okay? And so many times outside the world, it's about so many other things. But I'm glad we have a place that is set apart for the purpose of giving Him honor and glory. And that's why we're here today, and it's something we ought to do every day of our life, is give Him honor and glory. I want to look in Galatians chapter 4 and read verse 4 and 5. The Bible says, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for the reading of Your Word this morning. Lord, bless it today. Lord, thank You for these children. Thank You for their dedication, Lord, and thank You for getting honor and glory through their little lives. Lord, we just love them. We thank You for them, Lord. May we raise them according to Your will, according to Your Word, Lord. Lord, I pray that if there's somebody under the sound of my voice this morning that doesn't know You as their personal Savior, I pray today that they'll be saved. Lord, help us to remember the true reason for the season. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I want to talk to you just for a minute about God's gift is revealed. God's gift is revealed. The Bible says that Jesus is salvation. And salvation is Jesus. And you cannot separate the two, because anytime you talk about salvation, you're talking about Jesus. And anytime you're talking about Jesus, you're talking about salvation. And the Bible says that this salvation is a free gift that God has given humanity. In fact, two different times in the Bible, it is referred to as the gift of God. I'm glad that God has given us a gift. I know next Sunday morning or whenever you get together with your family, you'll open gifts. But may I tell you, the greatest gift ever given to mankind is the gift that God gave us in the form of His Son, Jesus Christ. And when He gave us Jesus, He gave us salvation, okay? When Jesus came, salvation came. And I love that today, because that's why we're here. That's the reason of the season, is God gave us salvation through Jesus Christ. The greatest gift was revealed that day 2,000 years ago when He was born of a virgin. But I love these verses here. And I want to ask three questions, and it's very quick, very simple, but I want to ask three questions about this gift. Number one, when did it come? When did He come? When did salvation come? When was this gift revealed? It says in verse 4, "But when the fullness of time was come." You see, the birth of Christ was planned before the foundation of the world. I want you to know that God made a plan for salvation for us. God made a plan for humanity. And at the foundation of the world, God made this great plan to send His only begotten Son to this earth to be the Savior of men, to redeem us and to save us so that we can receive the forgiveness of sin. When did Jesus come? He came when God was ready for Him to come. You see, God had it all planned out. Let me tell you something. I don't believe in luck. I don't believe in coincidence. Jesus came for a purpose, and He came to fulfill a great, masterful plan. When did Jesus come? Exactly when the Father needed Him to come. He came in the fullness of time, exactly the right time. But not only did He come when the Father was ready for Him to, but He came when humanity needed Him the most. You understand today that He came when we needed Him the most. I want you to know that religion is empty. Philosophy is empty. Theory is empty. And for thousands of years, humanity has held on to thoughts and theories and philosophies. But friend, they're empty. They won't bring the fullness of joy and peace like Jesus will. And you see, mankind has sought for years and years peace that passeth all understanding. They sought satisfaction. They sought fullness. But friend, it's not received through religion. It's not received. Listen, I'm a missionary Baptist, and I'm proud to be a missionary Baptist. And I'm a missionary Baptist by practice. But friend, being a missionary Baptist won't send you to heaven. The only way to be saved is through a personal relationship with Jesus. That's salvation. When did Jesus come? When we needed Him the most. And Jesus came when you needed a Savior. That's when He came. I love the verse in Romans 5:6. Listen to this. For when we were yet without strength. When did He come? When we were without strength. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for us. Isn't that beautiful? In due time, He came for us. He came at the right time to do what we needed to be done to have a Savior. When did He come? When God was ready for Him. When did He come? When you needed Him the most. You say, preacher, do I need Him? You sure do. If you're here this morning, you've never been saved, you need to be saved today. Question number one, when did He come? Question number two, how did He come? The Bible says here that God sent forth His Son. He came through God. God sent Him to humanity. It's hard for us to comprehend and grasp this. But I want you to know when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, this was God. This was God. Listen, He wasn't just a man. He wasn't just of Mary and Joseph. He wasn't just of Nazareth. He was from heaven. He was from above. God planted His seed in woman. You say, why didn't He come through the seed of man? Because sin is passed down through the seed of man. If He had been born of Joseph, He'd been like me and you. But He came from the seed of God. And hey, sin does not pass down through the woman, but it's passed down through the man. Okay? My kids are sinners because of me. Okay? And that's how that seed is passed down. But friend, Jesus came from the seed of God. Heaven came down. Isn't that beautiful? And He dwelt among men. Of all of these years, God came and dwelt among us. And He took on flesh. The Bible says here that God sent forth His Son made of a woman. He came through the seed of a woman. It goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. Y'all remember this? We talked about this last Sunday. And I'm going to say this again because I love this illustration. But when I went to Nazareth in Israel, I went to the very place the angel spoke to Mary where they built a church. They've got a statue of Mary there with a serpent wrapped around her feet with her heel on the head of the serpent. That's wrong. That's incorrect. God prophesied that the seed of woman would bruise the head of that old serpent. It wasn't Mary that bruised the head of the serpent. It was Jesus Christ. And He came through the seed of woman. And through this woman, God gave us His Son. So we see that He's God because He's from God. But He's also man. Because He's of the seed of Mary. But notice what it says, made under the law. You see, He came through God. He came through the seed of man. But He also came through the fulfillment of the law. Do you realize today that when Jesus came, He came through the fulfillment of the law. All of these years, God's law was out there. And not anybody could fulfill the law. But through the law, we got a Savior. In all of those thousands of years of prophecy, they prophesied that one day a Savior would come. One day a Savior would be born unto us. And friend, Jesus had to come. You know why? Because God said He would come. And through the prophecy, and through the prophets, and through the angels, and through the preachers, and all of those Old Testament prophets, came this Jesus that they preached about and they sang about all of these years. And every preacher that preached about Him, their preaching came true. He came through the fulfillment of the law. Why, preacher? Number three, why did he come? Why did he come? I'm glad you asked that question this morning. It says in verse 5, to redeem. Let me just stop right there. He came to redeem. Let me tell you something. Jesus came to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. I want to ask for everybody's eyes up here. I want everybody's attention in this place this morning. If you listen to anything, listen to this right here. Jesus came to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Humanity has tried and tried and tried to fulfill and satisfy the wrath of God. But understand today, your works is not good enough. You will never do good enough to satisfy the wrath of God. But what Jesus did satisfies the wrath of God. Because you cannot fulfill the law, but Jesus did. When you have fallen short of it, He has fulfilled it. You see, the law today condemns me, but bless God, it glorifies Him. Because He fulfilled every jot and tittle. You see, what you could not do for yourself, Jesus did it for you. People say, well, I'm good enough, preacher. Don't lie to yourself. The Bible said if you say you have no sin, you're a liar. And the truth's not in you. You cannot save yourself. God is not impressed with your work. But He's impressed with the work of Jesus Christ. And what He did at Calvary. I want you to know that Jesus came to redeem. Listen to this word redeem. It means to set free by paying the price. That means Jesus came to set us free. You say, does that mean I'm a prisoner? That's right. You're born in this world in sin. And the bondage of sin is what you're living in. And we're held down by sin. And we're weighted down by sin. And it's weighing us down and it's holding us back. But most of all, it's separating us from God. This bondage. We go dragging around, depressed, unsatisfied. Not happy. Shame on us. Because if you know Jesus, He came to set you free. Hey, there doesn't have to be any mental hospitals. There doesn't have to be all of this therapy if we would get to Jesus. Because the Bible says He'll set us free. Do you remember the man in the Gadarenes? Who cut himself. He was a maniac. Everybody said, we don't want to be around him. Let's send him out to the hills. He's crazy. He's crazy. Today we would have put him in a hospital. He's crazy. But that day he met Jesus. And that crazy man got set free. Man, that's awesome. He got set free. If you're saved, you're free. And you're free indeed. Praise His holy name if you're saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Because you're free. That means I'm no longer under sin. I'm not held down anymore. The bondage and the bonds are broken on me. You know why? Because He came to save. How did He do it? Because He had to pay the price. Let me tell you something. There was a penalty. And Jesus paid that penalty. I've used this illustration, but I love it. And it's great with kids. And I told some the other day when I led one to the Lord, I said, you know, if I had Kaylin in there, and Kaylin's in trouble, and you know, when you stand before daddy in trouble, you got to pay the price, right? Sure. Well, we stand before God as sinners. We got to pay the price. I said, just imagine that I've got that belt and I'm fixing to whoop her. Not whip her, I'm going to whoop her. You know, I'm fixing to give it to her. And I'm back and I'm fixing to whoop her and Connor comes running in. Daddy, no, no, no. I'll take her whooping. Kaylin said the other day, she laughed. She said, that would never happen. I said, you're right. But we stand before God as sinners. And we deserve that whooping. But Jesus come running in and said, Father, I'll pay the price. Father, I'll pay. Don't put it on them. Put it on me. And when He went to Calvary, He put me on the shoulders of Jesus. And Jesus put me on His back and He went to the cross and He died for every sin that I'd ever commit. Hey, He paid the price. He paid the price. That's why salvation is not through baptism. That's why salvation is not through good works. That's why salvation is not through church membership. It's through a personal relationship with Jesus. Religion will send you to hell, but a relationship will save your soul. It will save your soul. Why did He do all this? That we might receive the adoption of sons. Isn't that beautiful? You see, when you meet Jesus, you get born again. You're born again into a new family. You see, the Llewellyns don't have a lot of money. And when my parents go, there's not really a lot to get. But let me tell you something. When you're adopted into the family of God, there's a lot to get. My earthly father may not have a lot, but my heavenly Father owns it all. And let me tell you something. He's got salvation this morning. He's got eternity this morning. He's got heaven this morning. And He holds it in His hand. And all we've got to do is receive Jesus as our personal Savior. And we will be joined together and with Jesus to receive that inheritance. Hey, I didn't deserve it. It's given to me freely. How dare us to ever say that we can do good enough? Friend, Jesus did it all for you. We need to receive it. We need to receive it. Child of God, I want you to think about something. Jesus came to the earth for a purpose, to fulfill a plan. No coincidence. Listen, there's no coincidence that you're here today. There's no coincidence that you were born in this world. God sent you to this earth for a plan and a purpose. Are you fulfilling that plan, child of God? Are you fulfilling the purpose of God in your life? But here's the invitation. Lost person, you need to be saved. You need to be saved. I'm going to ask you this question. If you died right now, where would you spend eternity? Don't answer out loud. But in your heart, if you died right now, where would you spend eternity? If there's anybody in this place that answers that question with hell, you can change that today. God gave you a gift, and you got to receive it. Oh boy, I love Christmas morning. And I love seeing the kids receive these gifts. But let me tell you something. There's nothing greater than to see a sinner receive the free gift of Jesus Christ. Just the other day, I got to lead this little one to the Lord. And to see her lit up like a Christmas tree. To see little Chance, Brother Allen, doesn't have a clue, but bow his head. And humbly pray, Lord, forgive me my sins. Come in to save me. Oh, come in and save me. A little boy opened his eyes. He was grinning ear to ear. You think your kids smile on Christmas morning? Meet Jesus. He'll make you smile ear to ear. The gift's here. Will you receive it this morning? Let's stand very quiet, very reverent. If there's a decision you need to make, would you do that today? If you need to come join the church, come on baptism, come right now. As she plays, you come. People said, Miss Tabitha, you come. Miss Tabitha, has been a church member for a long time. But as I told you, church membership doesn't get you to heaven. The Lord got a hold of her last Sunday, and she come down this aisle Sunday.